Britain apparently failed today in its efforts to persuade its European allies to take joint action against Syria for its alleged role in sponsoring international terrorism. But the U.S. government insisted it was continuing to assess the situation and considering further actions. NPR's Elizabeth Colton reports.
Here in Washington, State Department spokesman Charles Redman emphasized that the American action of withdrawing its ambassador from Damascus represented a strong signal and was not at all a routine or normal procedure, as the Syrian foreign minister described it yesterday.
To define what we did, withdrawing one's ambassador is, in diplomatic terms, an extremely serious measure, a sign of great displeasure with a country's policies.
But Redman skirted the issue of why the U.S. had not taken stronger action against Syria now, as the American military did against Libya last April.
We've often said in the past that we're not on some sort of automatic pilot in the case of any of these questions. And finally, that we're in the process of consulting with the British and our allies on what other steps may now be appropriate.
The State Department has sent the head of its anti-terrorism office, Ambassador Paul Bremer, to London to coordinate any further Western action against Syria. I'm Elizabeth Colton in Washington.
In Nicaragua today, former U.S. Attorney General Griffin Bell proposed a prisoner swap to free American Eugene Hasenfus. Hasenfus is on trial in a people's tribunal for allegedly shipping supplies to Contra rebel forces. Bell suggested trading Hasenfus for 19 Nicaraguans held in U.S. jails. All but one of the Nicaraguans is imprisoned on drug charges. Bell says he isn't sure the U.S. or Nicaragua will accept the proposed deal. A former Air Force enlisted man has been arrested for allegedly trying to sell information to the Soviets. The Justice Department said today that Alan John Davies was arrested in San Francisco while trying to deliver the plans of an Air Force reconnaissance project to men he thought were Soviets. Davies faces up to life in jail if convicted.